Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center directs a lot of analysis and research on behalf of the livestock industry, on the meat industry, especially beef and pork, when it comes to demand for the end product. And he says the recent increase in grocery store sales have been documented by some of the folks he's been working with at the LMIC.
Well, grocery store sales and restaurant sales are really the drivers at the final segment in terms of demand for beef. And so we look at these pretty closely. These sectors do behave a little bit differently. If we look back in time on the restaurant sales, for example, as we came out of the economic recession several years ago, the restaurant sales really led the way. Recently, those have moderated. The year-over-year growth has been kind of stable. In the last few months, the strength has been in the grocery store sales. Now, these are aggregate sales, so it's not reflecting their cost of product, et cetera, or their featuring. But we had a 4% year-over-year gain in sales in January from retail grocery stores and a 3% year-over-year gain in the data that was just released for February. So those are pretty solid numbers. That's a growth rate that when we combine that with the restaurant sales, we end up with, about 3% growth rate in total sales across restaurants and grocery stores. And we kind of back this off to the meat marketplace, and we know there's been a lot of featuring, much more, especially larger ads and much more discounts, as there's a lot of competition in the grocery store segment and trying to get customers. And to have these kind of overall sales continuing to point higher is good news in the broad sense of beef demand. And again, the grocery stores have kind of led the way, where the restaurant segment has been, in the last few months, a relative laggard, although still posting positive numbers.
Now, turning from our domestic trade to the international arena, the Pacific Rim, Japan specifically, some good news, Jim, when it comes to the snapback provisions for frozen beef that has meant since the end of last summer, higher tariffs on U.S. frozen beef headed that direction.
Well, it's a snapback tariff, so when Japanese imports go up by large percentages from the world, and they applied that to just frozen beef, but that's an important category. We were hopeful, as this came to the fore, that historically Japan has reevaluated their tariff positions on an annual basis. And they've kind of taken a positive step from a U.S. perspective and reevaluated on a quarterly basis. And so on a quarterly basis, as they've reevaluated the imports of frozen meat, and again, a lot of our high-value products are chilled meat, this is a positive trend and rather good news for the U.S. beef sector. Now, when we step back and look longer term, we're still at a little bit of a disadvantage to the new trade arrangements that Japanese have made with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, et cetera. But, this shows a willingness to work with us, I think, a bit from Japan.
And Jim Robb says that's good news for U.S. beef producers as we try to sell into our most lucrative international marketplace, Japan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, March 22nd, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,700 head to be offered, including 8,700 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, and 8,600 weaned calves. For more information, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for this Thursday's March 22nd sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.